Welcome to the No Budget Indie Film Cast, where we dip into the independent film universe to highlight those films that you might not have heard about elsewhere. Will you agree with our panel, or will our panel agree with each other? Tune in to find out. I am Milo Dennison, and with me, as always, is Claire Milan.
Hello.
And Carlo Fini.
Hello.
All right. This week we watched a short called Voltron: The End. So it was made all the way back in the long, long time ago of 2011, if you can remember those days. And yeah. It's written and directed by Alex Albrecht. Something like that. And it's kind of a take on, if you ever watched Voltron, the cartoon, the animated series, imagine the Voltron lions, and they were in a battle with Zarkon, but instead of winning, they lost this time, and the rest of the Voltron lions were destroyed, and there's just one barely existing lion, the red lion specifically, and it's just floating in space and about out of power, and Lance, the navigator of the Red Lion, wakes up from a concussion, and he's got to get a message out to let the Galactic Earth Hero Committee, I don't even actually remember what it was called, know that the Voltron Lions have been destroyed. And so it's just kind of like a little take on for Voltron fans. So if you're a Voltron fan, you'll probably appreciate this. If you're not, you probably won't. It stars Timothy Amundsen, who most people would know from the TV series Psych. He's done tons of stuff, but I think that was one of his main roles, was on the TV series Psych. So that's who I think of him from. And yeah, just kind of a cute little take. It's real simple. It has one exterior shot of the lion floating in space, a CGI shot. The rest is just pretty close-ups of him as he's kind of figuring out what's going on, and got a little blood in his suit on it, and just has to get his little message out before he runs out of power. That's it. Yeah, that's all there is to it. I can't go too much more into it.
Yeah, it's a very short. I watched it around 3 or 4 times trying to get more information out of it, because I'm not massively into this type of filmmaking, this type of genre. And the fact it was made 11 years ago, there's a book that's very famous that came out, I think, last year, called Project Hail Mary. And it's a very similar thing. So I wonder, so you're saying this was based in a cartoon or something, was it?
Yeah. Did Voltron not make it to Ireland?
I never heard of it. Have you caught?
I never heard of it, no.
Really? That's why I didn't get the references, and just it was kind
of. Yeah, it was like started as an animated series in the 80s to sell toys. Actually, it started as a Japanese animated series that they imported to the US in order to sell toys, like most cartoons in the 80s. And then they just redid it, actually. They did a series on Netflix, which is out. So you could watch, I think it's called Voltron Legendary Defender on Netflix or whatever.
And it's a cartoon, is it?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. Sorry, go ahead.
Doesn't he call? I'm sure Carl will sit down and
I can see the lack of enthusiasm for this on your face. Yeah.
I'm wondering, did the Project Hail Mary, the guy who wrote that, it was influenced by this? Because it's kind of a similar premise from what I can tell. But yeah, I thought it was it was very well shot, filmed, acted. The lighting was very good. I just had to I watched it a few times because it's only 3 minutes and a few seconds. But it just, I just wanted more. It wasn't even a short film. It was like a teaser. I call it a teaser more than a short film. And it just lacked a bit of substance for me. And the genre wouldn't be my cup of tea, but I still appreciated it. And I thought it was good. And there seems to be a lot of very excited people in the comment section and where it was shown on YouTube. And it was 11 years old, which is crazy. Crazy to think 11 years, 20, is 2011, was it? 20,
yeah, or 2011, like, so.
2011, yeah. Or more than 11 years then.
Yeah, 12 years
how
ago.
Time flies. But yeah, that's my take on it. If it was made now, it'd probably look a bit different, I'd say, because the way filmmaking has moved on. But I still appreciate it and thought it was, yeah, very well done for what it is. But I'd call it a teaser more than a short, I think.
Well, I mean, 11 years ago or 2011, when you say, 11, 12 years ago, it's not that long, really. Yeah. Like, The only difference would have been maybe that the sort of CGI would be better now than it was then, and this doesn't really use CGI apart from the outside. I don't think. I hope not. Like, and that's what I like about it. They kind of look like they build a set for it. Maybe the chair anyway, his console. Yeah, like I think our each of your two reviews was longer than the actual film.
I think so.
Like it was a really good production, and the sound design was very good, and I liked the way it was edited too, because even though it was just sitting in a chair, you got this feeling of action and something happening, and a bit of tension there. And even the way when he was given the voice message, there's one part where you hear him speaking and you show him in profile, but you don't see his lips moving. So this like idea of that he's already passed, and whoever's looking at the video, like back at base, you know, that they're listening to the video and you're seeing that he's you know, well, the implication is that he's dead. Okay, spoiler alert. But I there wasn't it was like a trailer or a proof of concept or something like that, and there was something unsatisfying about the story that it there wasn't enough there for you to really give a damn about the character or the human race for that matter. And I think given that they went to so much trouble with the creating that kind of set, they could have made it 6 minutes longer and had a kind of a different, you know, embellished the story a little bit, not hugely. But other than that, it was good.
Yeah, I wonder what the purpose of it was, because you're right, Claire, it is like a teaser. It's like, look what we could do. We could do a live action Voltron, and this is kind of what it would look like. And then nothing ever happened. So maybe that's was the point of it. They're like, they tried to get pitched a live action Voltron and it just never went anywhere. But
It
yeah,
just
maybe
doesn't, it
because there's no
wasn't sat as
story.
Carl said, it just wasn't satisfying. Like, it should have been twice as long just to get a bit more. It went to all the effort of getting everyone together and, you know, the whole thing.
Building the
Like,
set,
it's like, use all that. It's weird to say that it should be longer because the set and everything was there, the actor was there, you know. Yeah, I'd say it was used as part of a pitch or something more than a short, probably,
yeah,
maybe.
it might have been. And then the fact that you just told us that it's based on something actually takes away from it. If they just invented this whole universe and this character and everything, it would have added to it, I think. But the fact that they just took it from something, you know, it actually denigrates it in some way, in my mind.
Well, I mean, Voltron's never been fully destroyed, so it's continuing that storyline. Because, you know, the animated series, the heroes always have to win in the end. This is saying, well, no, maybe this time around they didn't win in the end.
Well, you see, is it the end? You know, I mean, this looks like to me the beginning.
Yeah. Well, it could be maybe the other lions actually weren't destroyed and they were just part of, you know, going back to the whole separated thing. And now they just need to find each other. So this is setting it up. And suddenly, just as he's about ready to die, another lion shows up and saves him.
I mean, isn't the start of Star Wars, isn't that the destruction of the planet? Or it happens at the beginning anyway, isn't it? Like, what's the name of the planet? Well, you know, the Death Star destroys the planet.
That's not in the beginning, though. That's like, well, in the first movie, that's well, it doesn't destroy it in the first movie at all. And then it's this
Is it the second one, is
second
it?
movie. Well, I guess that'd be fourth, third, fourth, because the way they do
The
the
Empire
order.
Strikes Back, is it? Yeah, it
And they
would
destroy
be,
the
yeah.
planet. They destroy Alderaan. Oh, well, no,
Alderaan,
you're
yeah.
right. Yeah, Alderaan, but before Alderaan, because that's the princess's planet. But then they attempt to destroy the planet where the rebel base is on. But that's when the rebels destroy the Death Star. So yeah, Alderaan is the first one to get destroyed.
So it's like it creates this feeling of impending doom and loss, but Yeah, the plucky human, the rebels fight and defeat the great empire. Like, that's what I get that this is gonna be
Yeah.
in the cartoon and the or the animation, which I'm not gonna check out.
Okay, then don't check it out. It has the original one has a little, actually, I think the series they redid, there's a little mouse, there's little mice, and they're all like cute and, animated mice. And then the
Okay.
princess, she's a strong female character that is in charge of everybody because she's the princess, she's the boss.
There you go,
And
Claire.
they're lions and they connect and they form Voltron.
Maybe I'll check it out. I'll just
Oh.
maybe one episode and just see if I like it.
Is it the
Interesting. I have no
Vols and the
reference.
Trons?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Voltron.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's move on then, because this has definitely gone longer than this is short. All right, who wants to start?
Hey, Carl, you can go first, Carl.
Okay, so, yeah, like it looks really good, and I was well into it, but it just felt that it didn't really go anywhere. I mean, just I suppose it doesn't have to necessarily, and it did kind of have that sort of dated look, even though it was not long ago, of sort of 70s films or 80s, like Alien and Blake 7. I don't know if you know Blake 7. Milo, did that make it over to the US?
Now, if it did, I'm not
But
familiar with it.
I will give it 3.5 stars.
Okay. So for me, I watched it a few times thinking I missed something and trying to find some sort of story or something, just something that had a bit of substance that I could latch onto. I suppose the acting was good, I liked the voiceover, the setup was good, but I just didn't connect to it at all. I'm gonna give it 2 stars.
Ooh, a rare 2 stars from Claire.
Yeah, I'm usually
Yeah.
a half full person, a glass
All
half full person, but 2 stars for me. Yeah.
right. Yeah, I mean it's beautifully done. It's across the board well made, but you're both kind of spot on. There's really no story here to engage the audience, and that's kind of what you need in order to make people enjoy it. So I'm gonna go 3 stars right in the middle. And you have it. Well, in the budget Filmcast audience, you can let us know what you think of it. You can check it out. It's called Voltron The End. It's available on YouTube. You can reach us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at No Budget Show. And we have a website, nobudgetfilmmakers.com, where you can actually read plenty of independent film reviews that we do over there. Many of them written by our very own Claire Milan. So check it out. And with that, we'll say see you next time and goodbye.
But